If you have your Bibles with you today, I encourage you to bring your Bibles with you. If not, there is a Bible in the pew rack in front of you. It's the same version that I read from. Today, as we heard it from our children's time, we're looking at a passage of Scripture from John chapter 21. This is one of the stories of what happened after Easter. And so the first 19 verses. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. And he showed himself in this way. Gathered there together were Simon Peter, Thomas, called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." They said to him, "Well, we will go with you." So they went out and they got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Now, is this sounding familiar, right? Just after daybreak, Jesus stood on the beach, but the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have no fish, have you?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast your net to the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because there were so many fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on some clothes, for he was naked, and jumped into the sea. But the other disciples came into the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, only about 100 yards off. When they had gone ashore, they saw a charcoal fire there with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore full of large fish, 153 of them. And though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Now none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread, and he gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus appeared to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." A second time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter felt hurt because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Very truly, I tell you, when you were younger, you used to fasten your own belt and go wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will fasten a belt around you and take you where you do not wish to go." He said this to indicate the kind of death by which he would glorify God. After this, he said to him, "Follow me." Friends, this is the word of God for us, the people of God, for which we can say, thanks be to God. Let's pray together. God, what a great passage of Scripture we have before us today. It includes a miraculous catch, and it includes redemption. And I pray, Lord, today that the words of my mouth, the meditations of our hearts will be acceptable to you. Speak to us. We're ready, and we are listening. Amen. Our sermon series, Tales from the Sea, concludes this morning with this fourth out of four sermons. We've been looking at stories that happened either on the Sea of Galilee or around the Sea of Galilee on its shorelines or in the towns that surrounded it, like Capernaum, Cana, or Magdala. I'd remind you of what I've already said in this series, that 70% of the ministry of Jesus happened on or around the Sea of Galilee. Plus, if you say that 20 miles away is the town of Nazareth, Jesus would have spent most of his life in or around the Sea of Galilee. You'd be like us going to the White River or out to the lake, right? That close. This series, it seems to me, has come full circle. Now, what I mean by that is that I have noticed three threads that have been running through this sermon series. And I would love to tell you that I intentionally chose these four scriptures with this thread running through them, but it just kind of happened. Isn't God good? And so, here are the three threads. May I point them out to you? If not, sermon's over, I guess. One is a miraculous catch of fish. A second thread that we have seen in these four sermons is a call to follow Jesus. And the third is to feed people. I'd like for us to take these one at a time. First, there is that idea of a miraculous catch of fish. Remember, we saw that in our first sermon. Jesus walks along the shoreline one day. He borrows the boat of Simon Peter, preaches from it, comes back to the shoreline in the boat, and says to Peter, cast your nets out into deep waters. Now, you'll remember, Peter and his partners had been skunked that night. They hadn't caught anything. Peter knows he knows better, right? He knows when to fish at night, where to fish in shallow water, right? But he does it because Jesus tells him. And then there are so many fish that it takes two boatloads of nets to bring those in. Simon Peter and his partner and James and John. And with all those fish kind of flopping at their feet in those nets, Jesus says, drop all that, come and follow me. And they do it. And for 3 years, they spent significant amounts of time with Jesus. And then in our lesson today, in the fourth sermon, there is another miraculous catching of fish. So one at the beginning of the gospel, one at the end of John's gospel, after the resurrection. The disciples were again unsuccessful in their fishing ventures. On the shoreline is a man who we know to be Jesus, about 100 yards off, and he calls out to them. I can imagine him cusping his hand and saying, children, you have no fish, have you? Choir, what he's really asking is, you didn't catch anything, did you? No fisherman wants to be asked that question when you've been skunked all night. They said, no, we've caught nothing. They had thrown their nets out, and they'd pulled them in. They'd thrown their nets out, and they had pulled them in. And now the sun is rising, and a man on the shoreline says, why don't you try the right side of the boat? Well, you know what happens, right? They pull in so many fish they could hardly haul it in. John tells us a little later, Simon Peter went aboard the boat, hauled the net ashore, full of large fish, and he tells us this, there were 153. I thought that was interesting. Anybody else? 153. Not a large catch of fish, 153. So I looked it up. Experts believe that in the days of Jesus, there were 153 different species of fish, all in the nets that Jesus just told them to cast. Isn't that cool? Isn't the Bible cool? Something only Jesus would make happen. But their nets had been empty. I was wondering this morning, have you ever had empty nets? Now, I'm not just talking about going fishing here. I'm talking about, have you ever been a time of your life when you just seemed empty? You do the things you've always done, choir, you throw the nets out and you pull them in and nothing, and you throw the nets out and you pull them in and there's nothing. You ever felt that way? Kind of empty? What do you do about that? Is there something that's causing that in your life? I don't know. Maybe a relationship you're in. Maybe it's your marriage. I'm not sure. You just need something to breathe new life into it. And there on the shore is the guy who says, hey, have you tried this? Right? Here's something great about this story. The disciples weren't looking for Jesus. Jesus was looking for them. So there's that thread, a miraculous catch of fish. Here's the second, a call to follow Jesus. We saw it in our first lesson in this series, and we're seeing it in our last lesson in our series. Remember, with full nets, with fish flopping at their feet, Simon and his fishing partner, James and John, they drop all that and they start to follow Jesus. Stay with me here. The disciples in our boat, make their way to the shoreline where Jesus has started a fire. And he's broiling fish, grilling fish, and baking bread. And Jesus invites, come and have breakfast. Are y'all with me today? Come and have breakfast. The scene will send you back to a courtyard where there was also a fire. It was a cold and chilly day. When a servant girl in the courtyard saw Peter and said this to him, you were with Jesus of Nazareth. And Peter says, I don't know who you're talking about. Another servant girl greets him as he enters the courtyard gate and says, this fellow was with Jesus of Nazareth. And Peter says, I don't know the man. A third time, and this is one I relate to. Surely you are one of them. Your accent gives you away. Have y'all noticed I have a little bit of a southern drawl? A little bit of Tennessee, a little bit of Arkansas, all kind of melded together, accent. It gives me away. I was in California once, and someone said, where are you from? I want to hear you talk. So I did. Peter says, no, I don't know the man. And we might remember that the rooster crows. And Jesus' eyes meet Peter's eyes. And here we are, not on a courtyard, but on a beach. There's a fire there. It's a charcoal fire, just like the one in the courtyard. I cook with propane. But you know the smell of charcoal is familiar, and Peter would have put two and two together, right? They haven't talked since he denied him. And so he comes up, and he asks Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? This is the first question, and Simon says, yes, Lord, you know I love you. Jesus says the second time, he says, it'll sound familiar, Simon, son of John, do you love me? And he says, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. So he answers that, and a third time, he says, Simon, son of John, do you love me? John tells us that Peter felt hurt because he asked him a third time, do you love me? I've preached this before. You've probably heard this sermon before. There are three denials and there are three redemptions. And my question for you today is simply this. Do you need to be redeemed of something right now to follow Jesus more carefully? I want you to see that thread. You are redeemed, just like Peter is redeemed, right? The last verse of our lesson says, follow me. And Peter did. There's one more thread I want to pull. It connects our second sermon and our sermon today. On the hillside with thousands who are hungry, the disciples suggest, hey, Jesus, send them away to get something to eat. And Jesus says, you give them something to eat. Here, each time Jesus asks Peter if he loves him, Peter says that he does. And Jesus says, feed my lambs, tend my sheep, feed my sheep. Do you see this? Full circle. A miraculous catch, a call to follow, and an invitation to feed God's people. Some are hungry for food, right? We know kids will go home over the weekend hungry for food, and that's the reason we send more than 300 bags of food home every weekend. Chris, there'll be people here tomorrow hungry for our Wesley Kitchen food. and they'll get a hot meal here. What a gift that is. I watch it every week. Not only the food, but the fellowship. It's powerful. Some are hungry for more than food. Some need direction. Some need encouragement. Some need hope. Some are grieving. Some need peace. Some need healing. And Jesus says to you and to me, feed them. Tend to them. In other words, take care of them. Feed them. Y'all might know that I really like sheep. I've got sheep pictures. We're selling my mom's house. She has this sheep on her bed that I took home, and it's on my bed now. It's a little pudgy sheep. I love sheep, but I love pasturing. And so God is calling me to feed you, to tend to you, and to feed you. But not just me. He wants you to do that too. I've loved this sermon series. It has really spoken to my heart. I never realized how much these stories feed into one another. May we know the miraculous catch and not have empty nets. May we follow Jesus without fear. And may we feed those who need feeding. Let us pray.